Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
I am so excited about this hour, as you've been hearing if you've been listening. I've been trying to get here. Let me give you a little bit of information. As Native American Heritage Month continues, an exhibit over at the Minneapolis Institute of Art is celebrating the work of indigenous photographers. You can see in our hands through January 14th at the museum. So again, it is called In Our Hands. Through January 14th at the museum. Now, to go deeper into the exhibit, we welcome co-curator Jill Alberg-Yo on the show, and she joins us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Welcome, Jill. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's lovely to be here.
I have been waiting to get to this conversation tonight. So many of us have seen amazing pictures of Native Americans, not necessarily during Native American Heritage Month, but we see more and more photographs, and they are absolutely beautiful. I remember a time, maybe 15 to 20 years ago, I've been here in Minnesota for about 46 years. And so let's just say half of that time, I used to always look around for more Native American wares and Native American pictures, but most of them were in black and white at that time. Knowing that you see them in color today is a really big deal, and it's spectacular, by the way. Tell us about how In Our Hands came to be.
Yes, well, it was a really incredible opportunity. We have a Mide Wakantuan, Shakopee Mide Wakantuan Sioux Fellow at the Minneapolis Institute of Art, supported by SMSC. And she is great at Jada Gray Eagle. She is a noted photojournalist. She was really interested in being a fellow at MIA. So she came to the museum and she asked, where are our holdings of Native photographers? Because we have this really great deep holdings of photography in our collection. And we had maybe five, just a handful. So we knew that we needed to do something about it. So Casey Riley, who's the curator of photography, Jada and me, we said, what's a better way to learn about the field than to create an exhibition with a whole host of people?
That is remarkable. I can imagine how excited you all are. And I'm curious to know what you're hearing from people that are, because it's open right now, correct? I want to get that
right. It is.
Yeah. So what are you hearing from those that are getting a chance to really see and try to understand exactly what these amazing photographs are? Is there someone there that is able to explain more?
Yes. We have wonderful hosts. We have guides. We have an audio guide that you can take with hearing directly from the artists themselves. We have videos where we went in Canada and to the Southwest, where we interviewed many of the artists featured in the contemporary artists featured in the show. It's just, it's a really thoughtful, moving experience. And what we have been hearing is people wanting to come back, saying, you know, it's so deep, they want to see it again.
Is this something that will be placed in a book that we can purchase?
Well, actually, it is placed in our hands, Native Photography 1890 to now. We have an accompanying catalog with each of the works that are in the exhibition, and that is available at the MIA store.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love their store, by the way. So what are you hearing from people? I'm sure that you're getting a big response.
Yes, it's been really wonderful to hear. I think the primary importance for us as we created this for the Native community members mm-hmm. is what their responses are. And we've gotten wonderful feedback, people saying, thank you, we are represented here. We have these beautiful things for everybody to enjoy. And for the general audiences, we just hear that people really feel moved and kind of ask, why didn't we know about all of these great photographers that have been doing good, great work for, you know, a century?
Are they travel photographers? They go all over the country?
Yeah. So in the show, we have photographers from 1890 to the present day, representing Native people from up in the Arctic down to the Southwest, on to the East Coast, the West Coast, throughout time and place. So there's so many different Native nations represented. There's so many different kinds of artistic kinds of photography. There's snapshot. There's photojournalism. There's very conceptual works of art. So it just ranges.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The photographers, do they go out on the streets in the areas where there are Native Americans, especially since it's Heritage Month? So those photographers, are they going all over the cities to find more and more people that maybe they have never been able to photograph?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's really beautiful to see so many emerging photographers that are have always been, actually. And, you know, this is one of the things that we've learned so much is Native photographers have always existed, and they've been doing great work for over a century. But they haven't been necessarily given the representation in a place like a big art museum. So this is the opportunity to see all of that great work and see all of the emerging artists that are going into their communities, going all around the world, actually, to document a whole variety of things.
Right. And I want to know a little bit more about the variety of the photographs. Are you seeing that they're seeing the angst and pain as well as the beauty and love and joy in these photographs?
That's exactly right. I mean, I think you said it really well. There's beauty, there's pain, there's truth that many of our non-Native visitors have, you know, come into these exhibition spaces and said, how did I not know about this? How did I not know about, you know, boarding school experience? How did I not know about the deep tragedy of Wounded Knee, or, you know, so many, the the conditions in which the ice is melting for the habitat of Inuit people. How did I not know that? And there's this beauty, there's truth, there's humor. Oh, that's the other thing. The show is filled with humor. So it's like you said, it's a range of emotions, a range of historical moments. For everybody to come and think about and absorb.
Absorb, that's the key. Trying to absorb it has been very difficult for Americans overall, no matter what color we are. And trying to understand exactly what is being said in the photography, you know, in the photographs. I remember going to MIA a while ago, and you go into the Native American areas in the museum, and you start to really look and try to figure out what is that feeling? What is it that I'm seeing? What is it that I'm feeling? I don't understand that. How do we learn what it truly means? There's so many of us that just don't know enough.
Yes. I mean, I think that one of the things that we do is we try to provide our visitors the layers for them to understand it in a visceral way, right? Like, I'm responding to this as a human being. I'm looking at this image, and this is what is bringing up to me as a human. And then I want to learn more, so maybe I'm listening on the audio guide directly from the artist, saying what is being depicted, and why they chose to present this image. And then every one of the images have an extended label. So, and that's written from our broad council, as well as artists, that provide our visitors a glimpse into what the deeper meanings are.
Right. And those deeper meanings can, you know, actually morph into a different way of looking at it. It's just so beautiful what you do. And I'm curious to know, what does it mean when you say in our hands?
Great question. Well, I think it was meant to mean many different things. And I guess fundamentally, what happens when a camera is in the hands of Native photographers, you know, for so many years, especially at the late 19th, early 20th century, there were non-Native people depicting Native people that kind of presented Native people stuck in time, people like Edward Curtis, that had a lot of consequences, far-reaching consequences for the American imagination of what Native people are. So what happens if you turn that around and you have a show that is created not only in the hands of the photographers, but one thing that we did at MIA is the show was itself created in the hands of our curatorial council of 14 amazing Native legends in the field who have dedicated their lives to this and helped us create this show. From the ground up.
It's remarkable. I see, you know, Native Americans. I was in Aiken County recently, and it's just so beautiful to see you, to see who you are, to see how you are and how you move and be who you are as a Native American. And finally, it feels as though when we hear more and more stories, that people are actually paying attention and they want to learn more. Many Minnesotans want to learn more. I know I do. I have Choctaw in my blood, you know, and I tell as many people as I can, yeah, I got some Choctaw in me. I'm so excited about that. And so it's a beautiful thing when people really get the understanding. They have the insight to be able to understand exactly what it means when you say in our hands. And it just moves me. I just want you to know, when I saw that and read that, I just thought, oh my gosh, that's it, in our hands. And hopefully we will see others that will understand it, because we have a challenge here in the state of Minnesota with many people who say, I'm not quite sure what that means. Do I need to know what that means? Yes, we need to know. Just like people need to know about who I am, just like they need to know about who you are. That's important.
I agree. And I think that art is a wonderful opportunity to have those kinds of conversations. It's a way into understanding things at a deeper level, at a human level, at a truthful level, a lot of times people's hearts and minds are more open when they're looking at a beautiful, beautiful depiction of something. And so I think that that might be something that is a great strength about this exhibition.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What you do really matters. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Jill Ahlberg-Yeo, what a pleasure. I'm so grateful to have you on tonight.
Thank you.
All right,
thanks,
take
so
care
much
of yourself. And people okay can go over and still see it, right? Just want to make sure of that.
Yes, awesome. Until January 14th.
All right, at MIA, so don't miss it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.